Best 2-3 Player and Travel Card Games 2026. Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. For 2 or 3 players who want one card game that travels anywhere, by Jaipur, it's a tense, fast, built-for-two market duel that fits in a backpack and reads your single opponent like a poker hand. If you want it pocket tiny, grab Love Letter asterisk. If you want it brainy, asterisk 7 Wonders Duel. Here's the thing nobody tells you when the group chat thins out: small tables aren't a consolation prize. A 2-player game is the only place a card game becomes an asterisk conversation. There's nowhere to hide, no fourth player to blame, just you and the one person across from you reading each other. You always grab the camels first, somebody says, and now they're watching for it. That's the whole game. I built this list for the real shapes of a small night. The couple who plays one round before the lights go out. The two friends in seat 14A and 14B with 4 hours to kill and a tray table the size of a napkin. The three of you in a hotel room who finished dinner and don't want the night to end yet. Every pick here either was made for 2 and 3 or genuinely sings there, and every one of them packs. I've watched all of these hit a table. I know which one makes the quiet friend dangerous, which one starts the friendly argument, which one you'll be asking for asterisk one more at midnight. Let me walk you through the room. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What's the single best card game for 2 players? If you make me pick one and that's the whole job here, it's Jaipur asterisk. It is the cleanest, most replayable 2-player card game I know, and it has been quietly winning this argument for over a decade. You're 2 rival traders in a market, grabbing goods, selling sets, racing to sell the asterisk big asterisk commodities before your opponent corners them. The genius is the camels. Take a whole row of them and you've loaded up your hand, but you've also handed your rival a clean market. He who controls the camels controls the game, asterisk the Board Game Geek forums say, and they're right, but here's what they don't say loud enough. The real pleasure is watching your opponent asterisk want asterisk something and deciding whether to take it first. 3 quick rounds, almost no downtime, and it teaches in 5 minutes. A spouse can learn it cold and beat you by round 2. That's not a flaw, that's the point. Which 2-player game has the most strategy without slowing down? When 2 of you want to actually asterisk think and have 30 quiet minutes, 7 Wonders Duel is the deepest 2-player game money can buy, and the community has voted it exactly that repeatedly. You draft cards out of a shifting pyramid, building a little civilization, and there are 3 ways to win: outscience your opponent, outsoldier them on the military track, or just outpoint them at the end. The tension is that every card you take is a card they don't get, and 2 of those win conditions can end the game instantly, so you're never safe. The quarterback at your table, the friend who plans 3 turns ahead, this is their game. Hand it to them and watch them go quiet in a good way. The honest knock straight from the forums: a few players feel the replay value thins over time and there's less game-to-game variation than people hope. Fair. But for a meaty hotel room duel that still fits in a bag, nothing 2-player touches it. What's the best trick-taking card game for a small table? Trick-taking is the oldest social technology in the deck. It's whist, it's spades, it's your grandmother's bridge club, and 2 of the best modern ones were built precisely for the small night. For exactly 2, the fox in the forest is the rare 2-player trick-taker that works. The twist that makes it sing: taking more tricks isn't automatically good. Win too many and you bust, win too few and you bust, you're constantly judging how many asterisk to take hand by hand. At 33 cards, it's the gentlest possible on-ramp into the whole genre asterisk, the ideal gateway, as the forums put it, and it's a genuinely beautiful little fairy tale deck. When there are 3 of you and you'd rather row in the asterisk same asterisk direction, the crew, Mission Deep Sea asterisk is the one. It's cooperative, you're all one crew fulfilling missions, but here's the cruel, brilliant catch: you cannot talk about your cards. You get 1 token to flip 1 card face up and signal whether it's your highest, lowest, or only one of a suit. That single constraint, the community calls it arguably the best trick-taking game ever made, and it turns 3 quiet people into 1 nervous, telepathic organism. There's a 96-mission campaign in the box, so it grows with your table all year. Which card games actually fit in a pocket, travel-friendly, gets thrown around a lot. Let me be honest about footprints, because there's a real difference between asterisk fits in a carry-on asterisk and fits in a jacket pocket. For true pocket tiny, Love Letter is the champion, 16 cards and a few tokens, a deduction and bluff microgame that plays in 15 minutes and gets sharper at 2 and 3, where reading 1 opponent is the entire game. Sushi Go is the other featherweight, a lightning-fast drafting filler that ships in a metal tin smaller than a deck of cards, practically built for a beach bag. The forums are blunt that the original is the one to travel asterisk with: cheaper, smaller, slips in a bag, and to save the bigger party, box for home. And then there's Hive Pocket asterisk, the one that breaks the category open. It has no cards and no board. It's chunky Bakelite tiles in a soft drawstring bag, 200 grams that you play on any flat surface, a tray table, a bar top, a picnic blanket. It's a no-luck abstract duel people call asterisk chess with bugs, and the pocket edition tosses in the ladybug and mosquito tiles for free. It travels better than almost anything, and that's not marketing, it's just true. What's the best beautiful, fast filler for two or three? Some nights you don't want a duel to the death, you want something pretty and quick to play between the heavy stuff or to wind down on. Two picks on this lane. See, Salt and Paper is the looker, a gorgeous origami art push-your-luck game that's at its absolute best at 2 and 3, where you can actually read whether someone's bluffing toward a asterisk last chance. You're collecting folded paper cards, building little combos, and constantly deciding whether to call asterisk, stop now, or risk one more flip. It teaches in minutes, and the swings are delicious. Put it on the table, and someone will pick up a card just to admire it. For the friend who lives for combos, Lost Cities is the quieter, more agonizing pleasure. It's a Rianer Nizia classic, and the whole game is one gut check. Every expedition you start costs you 20 points up front, so do you commit to a color or cut your losses? Minimal rules but meaningful choices from the very first play, and the forums will warn you it leans a touch on the luck of the draw, true, but that's also what makes it forgiving enough to play three rounds in a row without anyone's feelings getting hurt. Which tiny box punches the hardest for strategy? Two games on this list are almost comically small for how much fight they pack, proof that a heavy game doesn't need a heavy box. Air, Land, and Sea asterisk is 18 cards, 18. It's a hidden deployment lane battle for two where you're fighting over three theaters, bluffing about what you've played face down, and this is the move that makes people gasp. You can asterisk concede a single battle to win the war, sandbagging around on purpose to set up the next one. A match is 20 minutes. It's the kind of game you finish and immediately reshuffle, and it costs less than lunch. Mindbug is the other featherweight bruiser, 48 cards, co-designed by Richard Garfield, yes, the magic asterisk one, and admirers call it magic on steroids asterisk for how much tactical bite it fits in a deck that small. The hook is the mindbug mechanic. When your opponent plays a big creature, you can steal it, so every powerful play is a trap you might be handing the other side. The honest countertake from the forums, until you both know the cards, the early bluffing can feel like a few minutes of guesswork before it's suddenly over. Play it twice and it clicks hard. Final verdict: if you buy one game off this list, by Jaipur, it's the cleanest, most replayable two-player card game made, and it turns any two people into rivals who lean in. Want it brainier? Seven Wonders Duel. Want three of you rowing together in silence. The crew want it small enough to forget in a jacket pocket until you need it. Love Letter, asterisk, or Sushi Go. The small table was never the consolation prize. Pick the shape of your night, pack the deck, and let the game do what games do. Give two or three people a reason to read each other for an hour. Bring whichever one of these matches your table and the willingness to play one more, still deciding. Take the game finder, answer seven quick questions, and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table, with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions: what is the single best two-player card game? Jaipur. It's a fast, tense market trading duel built specifically for two players, teaches in about 5 minutes, plays in 30, and packs into a backpack. After more than a decade, it's still the most recommended starting point for any pair, especially couples. What's the best card game for travel? For a true pocket footprint, Hive Pocket, no board, durable tiles, plays on any surface. Love Letter, just 16 cards, and Sushi Go, a tin smaller than a card deck, are the most luggage-friendly, for a meatier game that still fits a carry-on. Jaipur or Seven Wonders Duel, what's the best card game for exactly three players? The crew, Mission Deep Sea, is exceptional at three. It's cooperative trick-taking with a no-talking communication twist and a long mission campaign. See, Salt and Paper and Love Letter also shine at three, where reading a small group is part of the fun. Which of these is best for couples? Jaipur and Seven Wonders Duel are the two most recommended couples games here. Jaipur is the quick, tense, learn it tonight pick. Seven Wonders Duel is the deeper, half-hour strategy duel for couples who want more to chew on. What's the best cooperative card game for two or three? The crew, Mission Deep Sea. You play as one crew completing missions, but you can't discuss your cards. You get one token to signal a single card as your highest, lowest, or only of a suit. It's widely called one of the best trick-taking games ever made and has a 96-mission campaign. Which card game has the most strategy in the smallest box? Air, Land, and Sea packs remarkable depth into just 18 cards, including a clever option to concede a single battle to win the overall war. Mindbug, 48 cards, co-designed by Magic's Richard Garfield, is the other tiny box heavyweight. Hive Pocket is the deepest no-luck abstract if you don't mind carrying tiles. Are these good for non-gamers and beginners? Yes, Sushi Go, Love Letter, and Sea Salt and Paper all teach in a few minutes and welcome people who have never played a hobby card game. The Fox in the Forest is the gentlest on-ramp into trick-taking, and Jaipur is easy enough for a brand new pair to enjoy on the first try. What's the cheapest great pick on this list? Sushi Go.